Maine utility regulators are recommending that a biomass company give up 20% of its $1 million state subsidy for falling well short on purchases of waste wood from Maine loggers. But as Steve Missler reports, some loggers say that reduction is not nearly enough.
When Storage Solar won a slice of the $13.4 million taxpayer bailout over a year ago, it agreed to a range of conditions. Those conditions are reviewed by the Maine Public Utilities Commission, which determines whether the biomass operator has delivered on its promises.
Basically, there were three metrics that were required to be measured for the purposes of this contract.
Harry Lampfear, administrative director of the PUC, says Storage Solar had promised to purchase 500,000 tons of low-grade wood from logging contractors that would then be burned for electricity. The company also had to maintain over 40 jobs while spending over $2.5 million to upgrade its biomass plants in Jonesboro and West Enfield. But a preliminary review of Storage Solar's performance by PUC staff has found that the company only met two of those three benchmarks, maintaining jobs, while falling well short of the other two. It purchased less than 40% of the waste wood it promised, and it spent $1 million less on capital expenditures than it was supposed to. And waste wood purchasing is the primary reason the legislature authorized the taxpayer bailout for the state's ailing biomass industry in the first place. That's because hundreds of Maine loggers depend on biomass sales to stay afloat.
The incentive doesn't really match the performance.
Dana Duran is the director of the Professional Logging Contractors of Maine, an industry group that questions whether the PUC's recommended 20% subsidy reduction for Storage Solar is enough. Duran's group has been critical of Storage Solar because the company has failed to pay logging contractors at various points last year, and it still owes some of them money. The late payments prompted state lawmakers to target Storage Solar with an unusual bill that would effectively void its subsidy contract while calling for an investigation by the Maine Attorney General. Lawmakers have since slowed that proposal because the PUC is in the middle of reviewing Storage Solar's performance. But some have raised questions about whether the company should have ever qualified for the subsidy program following an examination of the bailout law by Maine Public Radio. Now, Duran believes lawmakers should pay close attention to the PUC's draft findings. He says because Storage Solar didn't purchase the required amount of waste wood, that suggests it wasn't producing electricity as often as it claimed or is required to by law.
Well, if the PUC is saying that they purchased 60% less wood than they said, then certainly there must be an equal reduction in the amount of hours they actually ran.
In a written statement, Storage Solar said the PUC's draft findings confirm that the company followed the law and is eligible for the state subsidy. But the company did not address questions raised by the PUC's analysis. The report is heavily redacted in several key areas, but it appears that Storage Solar attempted to argue that access to biomass fuel was the same as actually purchasing it, an argument that was rejected by the PUC. Storage Solar was also thwarted in its attempt to have its purchase of logging equipment count towards investments in its energy plants. And those logging equipment purchases puzzled Duran.
I'm not sure why a company that makes electricity from burning wood wants to be in the logging business.
Duran says his group will file comments on the PUC's findings soon. Other stakeholders are expected to do the same before the three-member PUC rules on the subsidy contract in early April. If the staff report is approved, Storage Solar will receive over $1.2 million in taxpayer funds, about $325,000 less than it would have had it met all three requirements in its contract. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.